Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're gonna get Amin in those, so you gotta listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Welcome to another fun-filled episode of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. My name is Amin Alhassan. I'm joined, as always, by Black Trey, Jay Skills, Juju Gotti, and Big Jerv. We got a great show for you guys today. Patreon.com/countthedings. That's where you get all the extra content. The live watch-alongs with Cinephobe. We're doing Action Jackson on Monday, December 4th, if you're listening to this as this podcast release. You get the special edition Cinephobe episodes. You get the OG podcast. You get the Discord. You got so much more. Make sure you locked in. Patreon.com/countthedings. It is well worth your while. And now, let's get started.
Juju, are you a T.I. fan?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay,
I grew up on T.I.
Is T.I. the king of the motherfucking South? And do he run Atlanta?
Absolutely. Why not? Like, I ain't got no problem with that. Like,
who's the competition?
So, no, hear
right.
me out.
I mean,
I wasn't comparing, but I was saying because an incident happened, right?
Yeah.
T.I. Was at a game, and he, you know, but he, I don't allege that he strangled his son, but he did something. he put his hands on his son,
He hemmed him up. Yeah, yeah.
But there was an establishment in Atlanta. This is what Atlanta do. Juju, you can confirm or deny that when memes happen or something's going on, they throw it on flyers. Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And people go, right? Anything that's going on, we've seen the infamous Martin Luther King flyers. We've seen the Obama joints. We've seen classic-ass flyers, right? Someone decided to get funny and put T.I. strangling his son like Bart and Homer. So the flyer ends up in T.I.'s hands. And T.I. shows up the night before and says, "You not disrespecting me or mine. Ain't nothing happening here. No beers." First of all, beers is probably the cheapest thing you could buy in there. That nigga
that
said
shit
no beers.
That's some shit I would have said. Nigga, no beers.
Like, he shut down the beers, bro. Niggas can't even spend their five cash up in there.
No tables, no nothing.
No tables, no nothing. Right. Like, no rice, damn. No champagne.
No rice, no shit, exactly.
Y'all not getting no money off me and mine's. And that nigga shook the fucking room up so bad that the nigga managed to get not only in on it, they made the club pay him as an appearance.
Wow. He said, they lucky he let him my nigga Tip said, "Yo, I want all of it." He was like, "Yo, y'all gonna use mine. I want all of this shit." They lucky they got the shit off.
Look, the facts are all over the place right now. I know the promoters. I know the Grand Hustle people.
Can you confirm?
That's what I'm saying. I can definitely not confirm nor deny nothing. But I just keep, from my standpoint, there seems to be victory laps being taken by the promoters at this juncture right now. And so whatever's going on, I think it's more than meets the eye, is what I would say.
I mean, I feel like nobody lost because at the end of the day, you still, not only did you get T.I. to pull up, but you got T.I. to be a part of your event that probably wasn't even the thing at the moment. And now you just got a bigger moment.
I mean, and that's another thing. This club is this one of them clubs. It's popping regardless. And
regardless. Okay.
They're in there regardless every Wednesday at 11:45. Salute everybody. Salute out my dog, Manny. This shit, one of them. So I think it was just that misunderstanding on the front end that got kind of broadcast and people ran with whatever they had to run with from there. You know what I mean? But I think it got cleaned up.
I love political juju.
No. I love politics. that exaggerate shit. Like, a nigga will show up and say, "Yo, man, y'all can't be doing this." And the story will turn into, and then they paid that nigga right there. He got a cut of the board too.
Right.
So my thing is,
want the story to be like.
My question for the group is, what other rapper could pull up and shake some shit up like that?
Oh, shit.
Trick in Detroit. Tech right. 9 in Kansas City.
Okay.
Bad Bunny anywhere.
Bun B in Houston for sure.
Bun B in Houston. Bad Bunny can't do that shit.
Man, please.
He can't do
and
that
well,
shit.
Where's Bad Bunny from?
Puerto Rico, maybe, or whatever.
That's what I'm saying. We talking about in T.I.'s hometown. Trick in Detroit.
Yeah, my bad.
Bad Bunny definitely could pull a plug in Puerto Rico. ASAP.
Yes, Puerto Rico. My bad. I was going to say Nicky Jam in Puerto Rico. That nigga got pulled. Who's L.A.? Who's L.A. nigga could do that? I feel like LA's too big.
Probably
like
Snoop.
YG can do that shit.
Yeah, probably Snoop.
Could he do that on some other shit, like on the other side of town, so to speak?
Hello, listener. I'm sure you don't need me to tell you that we at Cinephobe love our pets. Zach and Boogie are inseparable. I've got two cats and a dog, and Amin is giving his best ass on performance to convince dog owners that he loves their pet.
Hey, little, hey, boy, how you doing? And Noodles is like,
ah, whatever. Which is why today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. For many pet parents, summer is all about making travel plans like adventuring through the national parks, visiting pet-friendly beaches, or road tripping across the country. Wherever your journeys take you and your furry friend, you can help protect them along the way with a plan from ASPCA Pet Health Insurance. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customizable accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they may need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are, because vet bills can really add up, especially when you're least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim, and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/dings. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer and is not engaged in the business of insurance. Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher-turned-podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high-quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep. Free shipping, vacuum sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order.
Which, oh, you talking about some in the blood?
I don't know.
Like, does he got pulled like even, that?
That's what I mean. He couldn't even give out turkeys at the swap meet, so I don't know, bro.
But it ain't really,
you know what I'm saying? Like,
that's the thing about LA is that if it was a club, any type of club, none of our clubs are in the hood. So, it's
let me ask a question. Is there anybody in LA who's powerful like that or influential like that, but unaffiliated?
I think the police would get that up out of there. You can't even get loud at the door. You gonna get your ass beat and go to jail. jaywalk, bro. You get your ass beat. Like, I be thinking about that sometimes. I'll be jaywalking in New York and I'll be like, damn, these niggas had it easy. Cause you low-key can lose your life over a jaywalk in LA. Like, police. Depending on how stupid, how froggy they felt that day, nigga, that shit, nigga, they gonna.
What exactly is jaywalking? Because I'm always confused. Because I feel like I do all
crossing
that
the street, crossing the street without the green light.
Not go. Crossing at the crosswalk, Jerv. When it says walk, then you are jaywalk. Technically, you are jaywalking.
Oh, all right. Yeah, and I figured that's what it was.
I mean, they was fucking with me in Arizona.
Dog, they gave Michelle Beagle a fucking jaywalking ticket outside of ESPN, bro. That's the highest level of the
giving a top shelf white woman
a famous white woman. They gave a famous white woman.
Listen, in a town like Bristol, right outside of where she's famous from.
This is LA.
Oh, this is LA. Oh, okay.
LA outside LAPC, bro. No one walks in Bristol.
So that lets you know, bro.
That's why I was about to be like, that's even crazier.
Nigga, see top shelf. So if nigga kidnapped her, nigga, they gonna go get her tomorrow. Shout out to Patrice O'Neal on this joke, by the way. But that's how crazy that shit is. That's how that shit is, Juju. Like if we was in a car right now and you was dressed just like how you was, I'd be like, hey, bro, I hate to do this. But you want to take your hood off and your glasses.
Hey, I'm gonna tell you a meme who could have did it. That's that was unaffiliated in LA. Maybe Mike still could, but definitely would have your boy Diddy.
Why you gotta be his boy?
Why is my boy?
That's your boy. That's your man. That's your man.
Hey, Jason, that's a great lob. I heard DJ Artistic, shout out to DJ Artistic, he posted that Diddy is now on the non-playlist.
On the cancel list.
He said cancel request list.
He was doing a party and he said the person who hired him said, no Diddy.
That's crazy.
But what is that? What does that include? Is it Diddy produce joints? Is it all any Diddy?
I think it's got to be.
It gotta be like satisfy you
because it's because they did the same shit with R. Kelly and they were like, are we gonna take out all the songs that R. Kelly wrote? And they're like, nah, nigga, that's like 50% of the catalog right there.
Right,
so you just gotta be like, definitely. I don't want to hear his voice.
Right,
yeah. Definitely not.
So you can play a song that has someone, but just not play Diddy's verse. Is that?
No, I think you can't play a song that he appears on. So you can't play.
Is Hypnotized on the Diddy list because he appears on the song?
All About the Benjamins. I can't listen to that no more.
Can't listen to it, bro.
No, you know what? They do play All About the Benjamins. A lot of times they'll just play Biggie's verse.
Okay.
They'll just play Biggie's verse, the last verse on the track.
Mm-hmm.
Victory you can't because the nigga's ad-libbing all the way through it. Hypnotize you can't because he's ad-libbing all the way through it.
That's fucking Juicy, crazy to say.
You can't play Juicy. I can't play Juicy.
Nope. Like I know
this nigga saying.
I think somebody had damn near been the rules for that, bro. I just don't believe that. I heard Sherry Dennis, I Love You last night, and I giggled because I was just like,
who
I'm waiting.
That record?
I was at a spot.
Richard and James because I'm not about to say the other word. So, you know, said Richard and James. Bar room. You know what I'm saying?
Damn, bro.
They probably
so you pulled
who's
up.
Richard?
Hey, man.
So that's your spot. That you free.
Yeah.
No. No.
Oh, shit.
Hey, man.
All right. That's going to do it for us today. Remember, patreon.com/countthedings. Make sure you tapped in, getting all that extra content for Black Trey, for Jason Madison, for Juju Gotti, for John Gervais. I'm Amino Hassan, reminding you to stay black. Go GT! Fuck Georgia!